Happy Wednesday, friends,
and welcome to Aquarius Behavior. I'm your co-host, Morgan.
I'm your co-host, Samantha. Morgan, what's in your bevy today?
I have two waters and a milk. But my milk is gone.
Two waters and a milk. Did that milk go in with anything exciting at all?
Yeah, I made chocolate chip cookies.
Did we have a pre-podcasting cookie snack?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Left one for the hubby. It's upstairs wrapped in tinfoil.
A little welcome home cookie.
Yep, to protect it from the cats. Thieves.
Well, nice. So do you have any caffeinated beverages over there, or is it carbonated and non-carbonated?
No, I've just been, it's carbonated and non-carbonated. I'm just hydrating. Mm-hmm. I've heard milk can also possibly be hydrating.
I feel like that's a yes.
I heard about it someplace that I read.
You heard about it someplace that you read? That makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
Milk. So that's how factual that is.
Be hydrating.
I'm not a doctor.
But we are scientists. Don't know. We're scientists.
What have you got going on?
Well, I just gestured for Big Girl Drink. Where is she? She's right here.
What's your bevy? Big Girl Drink.
My bevy today is Big Girl Drink. I have a sparkly burgundy tumbler that has my name on it. It's from when I was in my bestie's wedding. So it says my name on it. So it's my Big Girl Drink Samantha mug. It has a carbonated Waterloo, because we're big in the Waterloo right now. And then like half a can of Diet Mountain Dew that I opened yesterday evening, took a chug of, and then remembered it was too late to start drinking a Diet Mountain Dew. So I put it open in the fridge. And then on my way out the door today, I remembered it existed and I dumped it in to Big Girl Drink.
Yes.
So that's what I have over here. I heard that Diet Mountain Dew can also hydrate you.
Is that true?
It's a liquid.
I don't know about that one. We'll fact check that.
Okay. Let's check. Yeah. See what's up.
Okay. So, excuse me, my allergies. They're not going to prevent me from going outside. So, just keep going outside. And here we are.
I thought you were going to say they're not going to prevent us from doing our eclipse trivia, which is exactly why we're here today.
Yeah.
Is for summer movie parties, but summer movie seen it.
Yep. So please excuse the nasaliness. It's a chatty episode. I'm so excited for this. Oh, no. Oh, we forgot to watch the trailer.
I mean, we didn't, like you said. Hey, you guys, I'm feeling really vulnerable for this, and so I need to talk about it for a second. As we all may remember, in our year of really digging into Twilight, last 2 weeks ago when we played Scene It and it was New Moon trivia, and I was concerned that maybe we didn't do as good of a job as we could have, and I sure was right. I heard from our dear listener Rachel about just what opportunities that we missed and could have made, and how I just can't remember people's names, and it was just all very good fun. It was a good time. So I'm feeling a lot of doubt in my heart because it's now been one full week since I've seen this movie. And so before, when we were playing podcast with friends, we would watch the trailer, but we didn't do that for Scene at Twilight or Scene at New Moon. And Morgan, I think it's a good point. We shouldn't do it for Scene at Eclipse.
Well, it's just the way the universe wanted it, so that's just how it is, I guess.
Yep, it is.
I am going into this with very low expectations.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, how was your reflecting on our performance thus far in our summer Scene It movie party?
Okay, well, the point of this game was kind of to be like a little competitive with the lowest of stakes, right? Because we want to collect cards and get points. But in the last game, we decided to be on the same team, and it was just us against the cards.
So we've actually played this game three ways. We've played it two different ways the first time, and then a completely different way last time. So this time, we're going to play it where we each ask each other questions, and we're going to try to each accumulate our own points and not have to join forces.
Right. Because that's when it's really looking bleak.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like when we can forge together and become a Megazord.
Okay, yeah. Power Rangers.
Yep, exactly. So, okay, are you ready? We have now a stack of how many cards? Eight in our hands?
Do I need any cards in my hands?
Did I give them to you?
I got no cards from
you yet. Okay, let's pause here.
Now I need to replay the entire movie in my head. For the next 10 seconds, will you find?
Choose eight of them. Do you want me to pick them? Or do you
I want you to pick them, and I want you to just hand them to me, and I'm closing my eyes. Wow. There's shit happening in Seattle. We're on a mountain. Victoria. The whole goal is to try and steal them if the other doesn't know the answer.
Right.
So I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of attempts at stealing going on. I'm excited. Has competitive Morgan shown up to the table?
Yeah, we want to win. We want to win.
Let's go. All right, you start us off.
Oh, okay. All right. Which vampire is first to find Edward and Bella alone on the mountain while the battle is taking place?
That's going to be Riley.
Yeah, I also think it's Riley. It is Riley. Congratulations.
Riley. Okay.
Oh, you were awarded this card.
It feels good to get the first one out of the way. Like, okay, let me know how this feels for you, right? Here we go. Here's your first card from Eclipse, the Twilight Saga. What vision does Alice have while sitting in the school cafeteria?
I believe it is a vision about Victoria attacking. Do I need more words or different words?
Well, I feel like...
Are they the wrong ones?
That's... So I have to look at the back of the card to find out. But here's the thing. Because it's the moment where Edward is about to steal Bella for the weekend because Victoria's coming up in there. Victoria coming for Bella. You get the card.
Victory is mine.
Victoria is yours.
A play on words. Yes. Oh my. This is, I think this is outrageous. We can talk about this.
Okay.
Name the four Volturi members who arrive in Seattle.
Okay. So, I might actually get this. We know there's Jane. We know there's Felix. We know there's Dimitri. And we know there's Marcus. No, because it's Caius and Marcus and R.O. Felix, Dimitri, Jane, and her brother, Jim.
I know. I don't think I'm going to. Wait, so what are your answers?
Just said like everybody's name.
Yeah,
okay. So, okay, go with me because.
Hold on. I'm not going to get this. So I'm just going to look at it.
So I have Jane, right? I have Felix.
I'm going to just tell you Jane and Felix are right. Continue.
Great. Okay. So then we also have Jane's sibling. And I want to say his name is. I have to look at it on the page. Hold on. I need to see it in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, Jane does that. And it's not Marcus. Oh, no. Listeners. and then Felix and Dimitri and Felix. And those are the only two. So Jane, Dimitri, and Felix.
Dimitri and Felix are all correct.
Okay. And so then.
What is the name of the fourth member of the Volturi who arrive in Seattle? Do you want to know another thing that you have correct?
Sure, yeah.
It is Jane's brother. What is his name? You're getting it. I've already lost this card because I wouldn't have pulled this out of my butt.
You know when every thought you've ever had just leaves your brain?
I'm watching you, like, over there just going through every single file in your brain.
And it's like the filing system got messed up. So yeah. Because I want to keep on, like, it just, mm-hmm. my brain keeps on saying, Marcus, Marcus, and it's not Marcus.
It is so not Marcus?
It's not Marcus.
No. Do you...
I'm going to be mad as soon as you say it.
Yep.
Oh. Yep.
His name is Alec.
Yeah. Alec, nope, wouldn't have gotten there.
Nope.
I would not have gotten there.
I wouldn't have either.
Fair play to Alec. Jane and Alec, yeah. All right.
Hey, okay. We're still beating the deck, though. Way to go. Way to go, us.
That is correct. Yes, that just went into the no one gets it pile.
Nope, nobody gets it.
What did you say? It wasn't the discard
it's
pile.
It's the loser pile.
Yeah.
We call it what it is.
It's the loser pile.
This is a podcast of healing, and we're getting comfortable with losing and failure.
Wow.
One Twilight trivia card at a time.
Yep, that's right. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who said, "You gotta embrace the cliches, Jess"?
Okay. So I'm thinking about this. That sounds like something that Eric might say to her. And I'm going to say Eric.
Yeah, I'll say fucking Mike Newton just for the redemption point, right? Because I don't know.
Mike Newton, he would say something like that.
Oh, it's Mike Newton. Oh, I get it. Wow. Okay, so another thing we're working on is not feeling guilty when we win.
No. You don't feel guilty, you rub it in the other person's face.
I could have said Tyler Crowley, and I didn't. I said Mike fucking Newton.
Yep. Because right. He would say something stupid.
He would.
Okay. Is it me? Yeah. No, it's me. You get to earn another point.
Okay,
now.
I'm excited to guess.
Oh,
I just
my
got
gosh.
All kerfluffled from getting that one.
Yeah.
Stealing that one really messed me up.
Yeah, now it's your turn for another point.
Wow.
All right. Okay, this one. According to her speech, what did a 5-year-old Jessica want to be when she grew up? I remember this part when she lists all of the things. And then now it's, who the hell knows?
Who the hell knows?
I'm so edgy.
It was like an astronaut, a police officer, a ballerina. I feel like it might have been ballerina.
Anna Kendrick.
I just
perfection.
Don't remember. I wanted to be a baton twirler when I was 3. What did Anna Kendrick want to be?
What is it? What answer are you submitting?
Ballerina.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
I also think it's ballerina, so I'm not going to challenge
on
that one.
That's cool.
It's a princess.
You know, she should know that if she wasn't born from royal blood, there's just less of a chance for her to be princessified. Tall dreams. Who the hell knows, though?
Who the hell knows?
Who the hell knows?
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. I am ready to get another point.
Are
now.
You ready to get another point? Yeah, are you ready to manifest this point into existence?
Yeah.
Okay. This is my first time looking at the card.
Okay.
What does Rosalie say Bella will want more than Edward after she's been changed?
Blood.
That is correct.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Way to go. Rosalie, they done you dirty in the movies,
it's just,
girl.
Oh, that good.
They done you dirty.
The good scene with Bella and Rosalie when we just get all of that backstory, mm-hmm. and she's just like, Bella, you're my girl, but you're not my girl, because I wouldn't choose this for myself.
Yeah.
And you're making the wrong choice, you dummy.
Yeah. Mm. Layers.
Onion.
What color is Bella's graduation gown?
Blue.
No, it's yellow.
Fuck.
It is. I remember that because I remember looking at everybody and judging
like,
and being
bad.
Like, this is not your color.
Yellow? Yeah, no, it's...
It's just not your color.
My brain opposited it.
No.
Yeah. All right.
No.
Keep that card over there.
I'm gonna.
If you would keep that card in your pile for me, that'd be great.
I sure will. I'll keep it safe here.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. It's your turn. It's my turn to get another point.
yay. Blue. No. Yellow. Fuck. You know, it's funny because like all the ones I get wrong, I'm now going to remember the correct answer in my head for the rest of time.
They should have been blue. That would have been. It was just nice. Like it was just like a mustard yellow. Yeah,
it was.
It was just the worst. The worst.
Yeah.
Made everybody look. And then like, you know, Edward's so pale and it made him look even paler. And I'm like, I don't know. Like wear whatever color you want. It's about joy. But they were forced to wear that color. Mm-hmm. So.
And it was mustard yellow.
I don't think anyone would have chosen that.
Yeah, I get that. Okay. No, it was okay.
I was very distracted by it, is what I'm saying.
He looks good in blue. Okay. Are
yeah,
you ready?
Everybody does.
Is it my turn
it
to
is.
Ask you
yeah,
your point
it's my
question?
Turn to earn a point.
Oh, no.
Am I not going to get it?
Here's the thing. If you do, I will be so impressed with you. Name the actress who plays Maria.
Who is Maria?
Think to Jasper's backstory. Maria is the vampire
that
changed
him?
Jasper.
What?
So who's that actress's name?
What?
Are we putting this in the banished card
no
pile?
Clue. Oh, darn. No clue.
No way you would have gotten this. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Her beautiful name is Catalina Sandino Moreno. Catalina Sandino Moreno. Great performance, by the way. Could not have pulled that out of thin air. So this shall this go in the
here's
in the loser pile.
This is very disappointing because we know the names are not my strong suit ever.
We also had a one that we threw in the pile last time because we got mad at it. It was when I had to speak Latin. Or
yes,
whatever
Vito.
Beautiful Italian language that was. And okay, well, all right.
We don't know that language.
I don't know that person.
So we're doing it a disservice
so
and we just sound stupid.
Name. Yes.
That's it. All right. Here's one coming at you. According to Eric, what are the bread and butter of all valedictorians?
Speeches?
Yeah, I like vaguely remember him saying something about this, but
I don't know this answer.
I don't ever listen when Eric talks.
Oh, how you like it in the rain, girl. No, that's the wrong one.
That's Mike fucking Newton. According to Eric, what are the bread and butter of all valedictorians?
The feature's dead, Angela.
Good grades. I don't know. Oh, cliches. We had that question earlier. Oh, it was the same conversation.
Dang it.
Oh.
Well, we also added an extra element to this because we decided to shuffle the scenic cards. So all the scenes and things are now out of order as opposed to the last two times.
Correct. So my mind is going all over the place now. This is interesting.
It's very disorienting.
How are we doing? How is the...
I don't want to know.
Okay.
We'll count it up after the stretch break.
Okay. Once we're done with the first half. Okay. That's fair.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready to earn a point. Positive thinking, positive.
According to Renee, Edward watches Bella like he's about to do what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is great. I'm going to set the scene. So we're on vacation. We're in Florida. We're sitting outside. Edward looks like it's something like he's about to lay down his life for you. It looks like, I mean, it's just intense. She's like, is it a bad thing? It's an intense thing. I'm just trying to think, I'm going to say lay down his life. That's what I'm going to say.
Leap in front of her and take a bullet is the answer.
Okay, I mean, like, that's the same thing, but the card is more specific, so I guess I don't get it. Loser pile.
Loser pile. Loser pile. Okay.
This is getting to me.
I have three in my hand still.
I also have three in my hand.
Okay, should we take our stretch break and we can count up what our points are?
Okay.
And then come back.
Okay.
Okay. Everyone stretch. Hydrate. We'll be back in just a second.
Hey, AbPod listeners. Hope you're feeling groovy, and this episode is bringing a slice of nice to your day. Did you know you could follow AquariusBehavior.pod on Instagram to see weekly episode updates and behind-the-scenes podcast pictures? Yeah, it's true. You can also email the show at AquariusBehavior.pod@gmail.com to share your friendship stories or suggest a segment. Stay hydrated, buddies. Now on with the show.
A lot of discards. Oh, that's a lot of cards in the loser pile. Uh-oh.
Okay, Sam, how many cards have you won?
I have won 2 cards.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Morgan, thank you. How many have you won?
I have won 3 cards.
Ooh, 3 cards. Okay.
There are 5 loser cards.
Oh.
So together we have tied the loser deck.
Are we joining forces for the second half?
I think it's our only hope. Like, honestly.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I mean, we'll see. We can see this next round.
It's like
where
this,
we're at, but we've got 3 rounds left.
This next question for both of us will be the pivotal decider of if we need to join forces.
All right. You got this one.
Okay.
Are you ready? I just read it. You got this one.
Okay.
What does Rosalie wear while getting revenge on Royce?
Oh, girl. One of my favorite scenes in the movie is the look on her face when she smashes down the door in her entire wedding dress to take revenge on Royce.
Oh, you got it.
Outstanding.
She was a bit theatrical back then.
Just a little bit theatrical. I like what her mouth does when she says that line. She's just a little theatrical. She's talking through her nose so much. It's so good.
Nikki Reed's face acting. It's incredible.
Art. It's art. All right, Morgan. What does Renee make to keep Bella warm when she goes to college?
Oh my gosh. It's a blankie. She makes her a quilt of all of their travel t-shirts.
That's correct. I didn't even look at the back. A quilt
of
all of their travel t-shirts was an extra great added detail, Morgan.
Oh my gosh. It's so cute.
That was such a sweet scene, too, between Bella and her mom. Just that moment of like, we know as the audience that Bella is about to become a vampire, and this is kind of like her saying goodbye to her mom. And her mom's like, yeah, you know, and like, we can show your children this blanket and maybe add to it and things like that. And the timeline,
which is possible because vampires can't have children. Everybody knows that.
Duh.
Who said, better you really be dead than one of them?
I want to say it's Jake.
I also want to say that it's Jake.
It's Jake.
It is Jacob.
Oh, that sounds like a dramatic, hold on, I need to read it in Jake's voice. Better you really be dead than one of them. Yeah, it just needs to sound snottier. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, Morgan. Well, we're doing well.
We are doing well.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready for your next one?
Yeah,
your next give it to point
me.
Opportunity.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Who said, you missed one?
Was it Jane at the end of the battle? And she sees, what's her name? Bree Tanner. Is that, I'm going to say Jane.
If that feels
in that scene specifically,
in my bones, that feels correct. It is Jane.
Yeah. Go baby.
Yeah. Get that point.
I'm lining up all of my points. All of my cards here. I'm fanning them out next to me.
Yeah.
In a nice little neat little line.
Now, is this the last card?
This is the last card I'm holding.
We each have one more card.
Yeah, and I think you got this one. Okay.
Okay.
Whew. Here it is. What was the name of Rosalie's fiancé?
I know this one. It's Royce.
It is Royce.
Oh, that's exciting. I love Rosalie's whole story.
Congratulations.
In like a appreciated kind of way. Like, wow.
What, her character.
What a raw character. What a deep dive to take into that whole situation of living forever. Just so mad at Royce. Okay. Are you ready for your last point?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
To get this point.
I haven't read this one yet, so let's find out. Morgan, you got this one, okay?
I'm ready.
Who gets caught entering Quileute land while chasing Victoria?
It's Emmett. He crosses the border.
That is correct.
Oh.
Wow, how did that last one feel?
That felt good.
Good.
Like, that felt really good.
I was really nervous coming into this one.
Yeah.
Just...
I feel like that was a speed game, mm-hmm. and I'm feeling satisfied.
Yeah. Well, okay, question. How many cards ended up in the loser pile?
Okay, let's look at the loser pile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's feeling thin.
Could you read me some of the questions that we just weren't able to get to? I know they're yellow graduation gowns forever now.
Yeah, this is interesting. Let's see if we can remember. What some of these answers are. Oh, some of them I definitely do not recall. Like, and I never will ever. Mm-hmm. Okay, name the four Volturi members who arrive in Seattle.
Well, I'm gonna remember. It's Alec now.
It is.
Yep, it's Alec. That was the one I couldn't get. Yep. Mm-hmm.
According to her speech, what did a 5-year-old Jessica want to be when she grew up?
Princess. Bitch. Okay.
It was the princess. Got it. Look at this. Look what we've learned.
See, we learn through our mistakes. If we don't make mistakes, we'll never learn.
Okay. Name the actress who plays Maria.
There's
no way I'm ever going to remember that. Catalina Sandino Moreno.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Thank you for being in this beautiful piece of art. According to Eric, what are the bread and butter of all valedictorians?
Cliches,
Jessica. According to Renee, Edward watches Bella like he's about to do what? Is this a step in front of a truck?
Jump in front of a bullet for her?
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. That's
it. That one?
Leap in front of her and take a bullet. There's more leaping.
So how many
So those were the ones, and we learned. I'm so proud of us. So it's kind of like we got half points for those, maybe.
Okay. Okay. A little bit of, like, extra credit. How many cards are in the loser pile? How many were
five.
There?
Five.
There were five?
Yep, okay. There was five.
Now,
how many do you have?
Oh.
Or how many do I have?
Do you want to... How should first? We... We didn't talk about this,
oh, no, I don't know. I could go first. You looked at me and started asking me. Okay, I have six cards. And there were five in the loser pile, so we know the loser pile didn't win.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sam, Morgan, how many cards do you have?
I have five cards.
Which
means that you, Morgan, you win. Congratulations.
Yay! Thank you.
How does it feel to be the champion of this week's game of Seen It featuring Eclipse?
It feels really great. It feels great that, you know, yet again, we've come here another week and proven that we can beat the loser pile.
Yes.
Like, together we stand strong, representing our home and our country in these great games of Twilight Scene Trivia.
Yeah, this is really what dreams are made of.
I'm feeling blessed.
Beautiful. Well, could you tell our listeners what we got going on next week and... And we can get out of here.
Oh, yes, I do. So next week, we are going to break down Breaking Dawn. Oh, see what I did there? Wordplay. Part one. And we're going to have two special guest hosts on. I'm not going to tell you who they are. They know who they are. They know that they're coming. But it's going to be a surprise for the rest of you listeners. I'm super excited because you know that Breaking Dawn, the movies, are not my favorite. And now that I've read the book for the first time, I'm excited to go back in as a detective and really immerse myself here. I'm so jazzed.
I feel like this whole year's been leading up to like the Breaking Dawn, you know, because we got to the fourth book of Breaking Dawn or Twilight and immersed ourselves in Breaking Dawn and then took a break for summer movie party. And now it's time for the Breaking Dawn movie. Oh, I'm so excited. And there's two parts. So we get a whole nother month of Seen It, which we're going to figure out how to do. Because we don't have a box of Seen It for Breaking Dawn.
That's, yeah.
Maybe we're taking submitted trivia questions from our listeners.
Yeah, thanks for reminding everybody. This was the end of Twilight Seen It. Because it only goes up to the third movie. So
mistake.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Well, that's what's coming up next week.
Love and abundance, friends.
Bye.